This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's morning show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Lots of heat in southern Alberta, but not quite sure what Jim Crisco is dealing with in Edmonton as he stops by for the Western Regional Report. Jim is a content development specialist for AMI. Hey, good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Dave.
34 degrees in Lethbridge today, but how are you guys doing in Calgary?
I'm in Edmonton. And
Sorry, Edmonton. My apologies, Jim. Sorry. I think I've already said Edmonton once, and now I'm just saying all kinds of things.
No worries. You know what? I think we're going to hit about mid-20s this week, during the week. So that's perfect. That's sort of the nice threshold you want to be in right there.
Especially if you want to go play outside in some new inclusive parks that have opened around Calgary. What are some of these parks? What are some of the features that are going to be available for kids?
Well, these are super cool accessible parks. And they've added a whole bunch of really inclusive features in it, including soft floors, braille signage. They want to have they look at even the accessibility of the park itself. They look at washroom spaces. They look at rest spaces, that type of thing. A lot of interactive stuff like boards with pictures on them that kids can interact with. It's just amazing stuff. And this goes beyond just the ramps and that type of thing. It's totally immersive for these for inclusion, and it's great. And I was thinking, Dave, I mean, I'm of a certain vintage, and you're not quite there, but
I'm vintaging quickly.
I remember the playgrounds of when I was a kid. They would have those stainless steel slides that on a day like today you could literally cook an egg on. And that's sort of, it toughened you up. It sure did. Cause you were sliding down this probably 200 degree slide and hoping to get to the bottom without losing, too much skin. But
yeah, when I was a boy, they'd moved more towards the plastic, but even then the plastic got pretty darn hot.
Yeah, it sure did. So, so they've done a really good job of creating these inclusive play spaces that all children could enjoy, of course.
What's the city saying about possibly expanding beyond these 10?
What they're doing, what they'd like to do and what their goal is to have an inclusive play space within 5 kilometers of any Calgarian in the city. So they're looking at every quadrant and creating a play space that would be within 5 kilometers of for someone to be able to get to it. So that's a pretty good goal. That's a way to make sure that you're covering the city. You're not loading up one end or the other, or just creating one or two to cover half a city. So it's really, really kind of a great goal, and they're just hoping to get the funding forward from city council.
Along those lines, where should people in the Calgary area go to find out more information about these particular 10 playgrounds?
For this one, they go online to calgary.ca/inclusive play. So calgary.ca/inclusive play. We'll give them the all the details of where it is and how to get there.
Very good. Let's jump over to Saskatchewan with an article from the Prince Alberta Daily Herald, where a young disability advocate recently received the 2022 Terry Fox Humanitarian Award. Tell us about Quinn Smith Windsor and the work they did that and the award they received.
Sure. So Quinn, this is in the Prince Albert paper. She's a really very, very active and engaged advocate for the disability community. Just amazing when you hear the work she's done. She's a passionate advocate for accessibility. She serves as a youth accessibility leader in the community. She's worked on water security projects, which has empowered women and girls across the globe. During the pandemic, she organized and hosted Sew In Saturdays. So as in sew, needle and thread, Sew In Saturdays with volunteers across Saskatchewan to make and distribute thousands of masks in Prince Albert. So she clearly is very, very active in the community, a great advocate, clearly a great choice for the award.
And what does Quinn receive along with just the recognition of this award?
Each recipient of the award has an opportunity to receive scholarships valued at up to $28,000.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. What the object of the award, from what the article says, is they want to help these, you know, exceptional advocates and representatives from the disability community get through at least their initial post-secondary education, maybe their first degree, to help them start their life of further advocacy in their career.
Wow. Many congratulations for winning that 2022 Terry Fox Humanitarian Award, Quinn Smith Windsor. Well done for being a fixture in your community. Jim, I hope this wound isn't too fresh as I explore it with you. But off the top of the hour, Jeff Ryman and I were talking about Nathan Rourke, the rookie Canadian quarterback for the BC Lions, who just had his way with the Edmonton Elk over the weekend. Jim, I know you're actually a passionate CFL fan. It's not just sort of Bobo analysis like Jeff and I are talking about. Is this the best quarterback prospect the Canadian Football League has seen since the Anthony Calvillo days?
I would say yes. And I would say maybe the best Canadian, he may turn out to be the best Canadian quarterback from at least recent memory or semi-recent memory. He is a phenomenal quarterback. I think he would probably, if they had a choice, the team had a choice, they would play Edmonton every week because they almost set statistical records during the first couple games of the season. But he's phenomenal to watch. And I heard your comment earlier that when the league has great quarterbacks, you have the most entertaining football. And you're absolutely right. And I think, you know, he's the leader. Actually, Edmonton has a young Canadian quarterback, Ford, who's maybe second or third on our depth chart right now, but he looks phenomenal as well. So it would be great to see a bunch of Canadian quarterbacks battling it out and then eventually getting lost to the NFL.
Well, this is going to be one of the things that's happening because the growth of the sport is occurring. We're seeing more Canadians making their way into American college football and making their way into the NFL football. By happenstance, that means we're going to be getting more quality Canadian players coming back north of the border, out of the American system. And Nathan Rourke is a perfect example of that after playing pretty well at Ohio for a couple of years. And now I think we're going to see more and more great Canadian players who might not quite make that NFL cut, but have been watching this game and this sport in the way it's played in Canada for a long, long time. Hey, Jim, thank you for this. Have yourself a great week.
Have a great week, Dave.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
Join me every couple weeks for the Outdoors with Lawrence Gunther podcast, where we learn about outdoor tech and tips. Plus, we look at news affecting the environment. AMI's Outdoors with Lawrence Gunther is available from your favorite podcast provider.